I'm sure that it's not for nothing that Vayelech always comes around for Rosh Hashanah. There are certainly very big yesodos in Vayelech that can help us to get ready for Rosh Hashanah, to experience Rosh Hashanah the way it's supposed to be experienced. That is a strange parsha in Vayelech. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, hen korvu yomecho lomus, koros Yeshua, vis yatsvu ba'oyel moyed va'atzavena. I want you to take Yeshua and bring in the oil moyed, and there I'm going to appoint him to be your successor. Vayelech Moshe v'Yeshua v'is yatsvu ba'oyel moyed. So Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua go, and they're standing there by the oil moyed, all ready to have Yehoshua appointed as Moshe Rabbeinu's successor. Vayeru Hashem ba'oil moed ba'amud onan, vaya'amod amud he'anon al pesach ha'oil. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. The whole purpose was to be mitzavei Yehoshua. Rabbeinu Shem's only talking to Moshe. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. Hincho shoychevim avoysecha, וקום העם הזה וזונו אחרי אלוהי נך האורץ, אשר הוא בו שמו בקרבו, ועזובני, והיפה אספריסי אשר קוראתי איתו. Can you imagine that? Moshe Rabbeinu is about to die. And what's the Rabbeinu Shalom? Tell him that your life, כאילו חס ושלום, has been a failure. The minute you're going to be dead, וקום העם, well, it's not exactly the minute, but וקום העם הזה וזונו אחרי אלוהי נך האורץ, they're all going to serve עבודה זרה. וחרו אפי בו ביום ההוא, ועזבתם, והסעתי פני מהם, והויה לאכול, ומצאוהו רועס רבויס וצורס. ואומר ביום ההוא, הלוי על כי אין אלוהי בקרבי מצאוני הרועס האלה. ואנוכי חסתי אסתי פונה ויאמר הוא על כל הרוע אשר עושה כיפונו אלוהים אחרים. So he's telling Moshe Rabbeinu, it's such a strange thing. You have the Gemara in Sanhedrin where the Talmidim came when Rabbi Eliezer was dying, so they came to talk to him that before he died. So this one said, the Rebbe is greater than the Tipas Geshomim. He said, the Rebbe is greater than Afoim, and he says that he's better than the Shemesh. That's what you say to a person who's about to die. You've had a wonderful life, you've touched a lot of lives, and you've done, lived a very, very worthwhile life. And here Moshe Rabbeinu is about to die, and what does the Rabbeinu Shem have to tell him? Rabbeinu Shem has to tell him it's all going down the drain. They're going to be over there by the Zohar in the worst kind of way. It's very, very strange. Then it goes on. Va'ato kisvu lochem es hashiru hazois v'lamdo es b'nei Yisrael simo b'feihem l'man tiyo li hashiru hazois l'eid b'nei Yisrael. You know what the Rabbeinu Shem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu? There's going to be these terrible sufferings after you die because of the Avodah Zorah that they're going to serve. But I want to give you something that will help you. I'll give you a Shira, and I want you to teach it to the Bnei Yisrael. Ki avi'enu el ho'adom ha'asher nishbati la'avosov zovas cholov u'dvash v'ochal v'sova v'doshen u'fona el Elohim acherim v'avodom v'niyatsuni v'heifa esperisi. והויו כסמצנו עשוי רועס רבויס וצורס ואונסו השיר הזוס לפוניו לעד כי לא ששוכח מפי זרה. When all the terrible sorrows are going to come, they can always sort of recite this shira. כי יודעתי את יצרו אשר הוא עושה היום בטרם אביאנו אל האורץ אשר נשבעתי. ויכתוב משה את השיר הזה ביום ההוא וילמד בני ישראל. Now all this has totally ignored Yeshua. Now comes the pasuk, ויצב את יהושע בן נון ויום וחזק ואמץ. You could say that that is the ועצבנו, which the Ribbono Shel Olam had said earlier, bring Yeshua to the Ohel Moed so that I can appoint him as your successor. But the emes is, it's very, very strange. So what happened over here? It almost sounds like he said, look, bring him along. The Emma says, I'm going to have a meeting with you, Moshe Rabbeinu, to which he has no shaykhus. I'm going to tell you about all the Avodah Zorah that they're going to serve after you die. And I want to announce to you that I'm going to do something nice for you. I'm going to give you a song to sing. It sounds so strange. All these terrible tzoras that are going to come. Oh, but I'm going to give you the shira. But in all this, Yeshua seems not to have any involvement. So it sounds kilu like this. Bring Yeshua to the Oil Moed. The truth is, I have to meet you anyway, so I'm going to have a meeting about what's going to happen after your death, and then when that whole thing is finished, I'm going to be Mitzvah Yeshua. It's impossible. That doesn't exist, such a thing in the Torah. It must be that the entire Nevuah, which Moshe Rabbeinu had, was a chelek of being Mitzvah Yeshua. That this information about the Avodah Zorah, that the Yidden were going to deal, and all the terrible things that were going to happen, and that there was going to be a Shira, which is going to help them, that all has to be part of the appointment of Yeshua. And the Emma says, you see that way, because earlier I tried to stress that when I was reading it. What does it say in the first few psukim over there? After he told him that all the terrible troubles that are going to happen, it says, "V'ato kisvu lochem es hashira hazais." You two, Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua, two mean T-W-O, the two of you, you and Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua should write down this Shira. What does it say, Lemaise, here at the end, which is the last pasuk which we read? Vayichtav Moshe es hashira hazais. Moshe wrote it. They couldn't both write it. Two people can't write together. So what's happening over here? What's happening, I think, is like this. Avada Gavis, that this whole Nevuah, which was addressed to Moshe Rabbeinu, was part of Yeshua's investiture. Avada Gavis, that was a chelek of being Memane Yeshua as the one who takes over from Moshe Rabbeinu. Now the vote is like this. What does it mean? What's the teretz on the stira? There it says kisvu lochem es hashira hazais, and here it says vayichtav Moshe. So the Ramban says kisvu means Moshe Rabbeinu was taker writing, the Rabban Shom was dictating the shira to him, and Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it down, and Yeshua was watching. That's called kisvu lochem es hashira hazais. That Yeshua is also involved in the ksiva. What does that mean? I think the pshat is like this. That Moshe Rabbeinu, when Rabban Shom told him the Shira, so he told it to him at the level of the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, Be'ez Paklari Yohameira. So Yeshua was supposed to hear that. Part of Yeshua's investiture was that he had to understand Shira Sarzino in the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu understood it. If he was going to be the Melech, if he was going to be the one who's going to lead Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, he must have a voice, Shira Sarzino, at the very, very peak of clarity. At that peak of clarity which Moshe Rabbeinu had, so Yeshua was supposed to be part of that. Usually whatever Nevuahs later on Yeshua would have, he would have at the level of a Novi. He wouldn't be Moshe Rabbeinu. But the Shira, he needed to hear with Moshe Rabbeinu's ears, Ke'ilu. Moshe Rabbeinu is sitting there writing, the Ribbono Shel Olam Ke'ilu is dictating to him, and that is the Torah which Yeshua is receiving as far as the Shira is concerned. Absolute clarity. That's a very, very, I think, a very, very significant thing. Now, what is this story of the Shira? What is the story that the Shira tells us? And which it was so necessary that Yeshua should listen. So what is Taka the Shira? And that is really, in a way, Rosh Hashanah Dikasugya. That's really what I wanted to get there. What is the message of this Shira? Now, what does this mean, that the Ribbono Shel Olam tells the Moshe Rabbeinu, terrible sorrows are going to happen, but you know what? It's not going to be so bad. I'm giving you a song. What does that mean? The Teretz is, because the Shira touches up what the Geder is of the Mishpat of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that is something that we need to know for Rosh Hashanah also. HaMelech HaMishpat, Melech, Melech, Melech. That's what Rosh Hashanah is. So we need to know what are the Mishpatei Hashem. When the Ribbono Shel Olam reveals himself to us as a Shofet, So what is implied in that? And that is something which Yeshua needed to know, and it wasn't just that he needed to know it in the sense that we know it when we read Parshas Hazino, but he needed to know it at the level that Moshe Rabbeinu understood it. See, Hazino starts with the Pasuk Hatzur Tomim Polo Kifol Drochav Mishpat. One will read to you the Ramban, what he says on Hatzur Tomim Po'olo, very much Nageya to our Rosh Hashanah, which is coming up. So let me read a couple of lines from the Ramban to you. Hatzur Tomim Po'olo, Romas or Remes L'Midas Adin. That's the Midas Adin. V'oma, and the Pasuk says Tomim Po'olo, that it's Tomim. Ki ha'poel habo mimeno tomim v'sholem, because that which comes out from the Midas Adin is tomim v'sholem. It's absolutely perfect and absolutely not missing a single detail. La yimot v'la yishtan el olam. It's never going to change. The mishpat of the Ribbono Shel Olam is absolute and eternal. And then the Ramban says this strange lashon, ki chol drochav mishpat ha-rachamim hem, because all his drochem are mishpat ha-rachamim. There's some shaila among the mafashim whether this is the correct gisa, but that is the gisa that we have, that the drochem of the Ribbono Shel Olam is mishpat ha-rachamim. V'lesovoi b'poyel chesoron ach b'mishpat. That's why it's going to be perfect. What does it mean that the Ribbono Shel Olam's mishpat is mishpat harachamim, and that is what Hazino teaches us? Hatzur tomim po'olo kichol derochav mishpat. It's tomim. Why is it tomim? Because it's a mishpat harachamim. What does that mean, that it's a mishpat harachamim? If it's mishpat, it's not rachamim. It's racham, it's not mishpat. So what does it mean that it's a mishpat harachamim? What does it mean that it's perfect because of that? And what are we talking about in general? And what does it tell us about the mishpat of Rosh Hashanah? So there's a very, very yesoidistic Rabbeinu Bechaya, the beginning of Shoftim. I think that I've read it to you once, maybe this year, maybe in past years. But it's a very, very important yesoid which we need to know about mishpat, as we say, because we're constantly talking. We're talking Rosh Hashanah, and Rosh Hashanah is the Yom of Mishpat. Tikku b'chayde shofar v'kesel yom chageinu ki choyt li Yisrael hu mishpat l'elokei Yaakov. So it's the day of Mishpat. So what is the Ribbono Shel Olam's Mishpat? So the Rabbeinu Bechaya says a Meir de Gezach. We are taught in Cheder that Mishpat is judgment. Ribbono Shel Olam is a shofet, means that he's a judge. What's a judge do? He administers justice. That's what mishpat means. Zogd the Rabbeinu Bechaya that that's not the case. Let's have a look what it says over here. It says by the shoftim v'shoitrim titin l'cho b'chol sha'orecha v'shoftu es ha'om mishpat tzedek. So they should judge the people a mishpat tzedek. What does it mean, mishpat tzedek? So the Rabbeinu Bechaya says like this, mishpat shel tzedek. It has to be a just justice. Sheyeh ha-mishpat din nechtach. It has to be absolutely just. V'chein kosov, b'tzedek tishpat amisecha. U'kumay she'amru, yikarev ha-din esaha. Justice, 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 justice. There's no room for mercy. V'omer Rav Yakiva, ein merachamim b'din. Din and rachamim don't go together. The shoftim have to administer absolute justice. There is no mokam for rachamim. U'lekach omer mishpat tzedek. So that's why it says mishpat tzedek. Zog der Rabbeinu Bechaya, what does that mean? Why does it have to say mishpat tzedek? Shaharei loshen mishpat hu hamitzua. The inyan beinani. Mishpat does not mean law. Mishpat does not mean justice. Mishpat means balance. Again, ki mishpat hu hamitzua. The inyan beinani. It's that which stands in the middle. It's that which takes both the extremes and mixes it in an appropriate way. Vizeo Shukosov, Yechalkel Devorov Bamishpat. It's talking about a sensible person who's going to talk Bamishpat, not because he passes judgment, but his Devorov are going to be well balanced. Or, Vyisaticho Bamishpat. I'm going to punish you Bamishpat. Now, what kind of comfort is that, Bamishpat? The answer is because it's going to be balanced. So now, Vizeb Midaisov Shel Bosov Adam. Yeah, so by boss of Adam, the tzedek has to be absolute. There has to be absolute justice, and there's no room for mercy. Avol tzedek he'omo v'midosov shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu koilel din v'rachamim. Ulekach omo ha'kosov mishpat utzdoko b'yakov ato osiso. Wow. So the mishpat of the Rebbeinu Shlalom, mishpat means mitzua. The Rabbeinu Bechaya says mitzua means the middle, emtza, right? It's a balance. Mishpat is a balance. A judge in the Torah, the Gemusar, is not somebody who delivers justice without mercy. No, it's the one who finds the correct balance between justice and mercy, between the needs of the two litigants. The function of the judge is to find a mitzvah, but that's only the Rebbeinu Shlalom. The human judge can't do that. The human judge is a shliach to the Rebbeinu Shlalom for the justice part of the Rebbeinu Shlalom's mishpat, and that is why ein merachamim baden. But by the Rebbeinu Shlalom, the mishpat is a mitzvah. And that's something which is very, I've mentioned that before, that somehow in the language, you know, the way language develops psychologically is always something which can teach us a lot. So psychologically, language developed in such a way that nowadays in modern Hebrew, they call a sentence, the grammatical concept of a sentence, a mishpat. Mishpat is a sentence. So what does that mean? What's a sentence? A sentence is you take a jumble of words, which if you would read them in any kind of order wouldn't mean beans. What do? You organize them in correct relationship to each other, and that forms a sentence, and maybe it informs you of something. That is mishpat. The Rebbeinu Shlom's mishpat is mitzvah. Kumtach ois, that when we talk about the Rebbeinu Shlom and Rosh Hashanah, Chaykli Yisrael hu mishpat lelakei Yaakov. The emes is that choik is also that way. There's a Ramban, can't read it now because it's going to take too long, but what does it say by the Midbar when the Yidden entered the Midbar? Shom som loy choik u mishpat v'shom niso. So the Ramban, what's the choik u mishpat, which when they started their travels in the Midbar, the Rebbeinu Shlom gave them the choik u mishpat? So he says, that's what choik is. Choik is a minik. Yeah? That was, you find in Tanakh that the word choik is used. That was the custom which he used to follow. And the same thing is with Mishpat also. So he gave them, taught them how to deal with the difficulties of Midbar living. Midbar living is not an easy living. So he gave them Choyk and Mishpat, he gave them Minhogim Toivim, how to deal with the heat and with the thirst and with the this and with the that. He instructed them how it's going to be in the Midbar. The emissary type of that is that it's a time when the Rebbeinu Shlalom will sit in Mishpat, which means he will consider the correct balance for every person, what should be done with him this coming year, taking his entire life, his entire nature, who he is, what he is, kind of person he is, taking the whole thing into account, finding the correct balance. That's really what it is. And that is how we have to understand it. The truth is, let's take these two nuschois, which we know in the Bruch and Shmein Esra. So we say the whole year, we say Melech Ohev Tzedoko HaMishpat, and on the Aseres Metshuva we say HaMelech HaMishpat. Now, where does the nusach come from? Melech Ohev Tzedoko HaMishpat. So, they bring two makoros. One of them is in Tehillim Lamed Gimel, Posuk 5. What does it say over there? Ohev Tzedoko HaMishpat Chesed Hashem Malah Horetz. So, the brocha which we say during the year comes from this pasuk in Tehillim, which we say every day. Oyev tzedakah mishpat chesed Hashem mala ha'aretz. So we say melech ohev tzedakah mishpat. See, because that is, I mean, the pasuk only talks about the Rabban Shalom. It doesn't have to mention the melech, but in our brocha they put in the word melech. He's a melech who is ohev tzedakah mishpat. I want to tell you something very, very interesting. That Hazinu, see, what is that? Is the message of Hazinu? In Hazinu, Sacha Koil is 43 verses, and in that verse, in that small shira, so the Rebbe Nisham is called 6 times Tzur, Hatzur Tomim Po'olo, Tzur Yelad Choteshi, Tzur Tzur Tzur. The Rebbe Nisham is a Tzur. Do you know what? So it's a good piece of trivia, although it's not trivial at all, to know in Kol HaTorah Kula the word Tzur for the Rebbe Nisham does not occur. Never, ever. Only in Hazinu, and there in 43 psukim, 6 times. What's the pshat? Because the pshat is that the Tzur is the absolute firmness, the absolute unbending firmness. That's what a Tzur is. So Hazinu is the story of Jewish history, and Jewish history is going to come about. The ultimate Yeshua is going to come. It's absolute. There are no ifs and no buts. This is going to be the way Hazinu says it's going to be. That is why, in that context, the Rebbe Nisham is called a Tzur. Tzur means, he was telling Moshe Rabbeinu and Yeshua, who had to pass on to Klal Yisrael, this Yisrael, Kendalach, it's going to happen. The Rotzen of the Rebbe Nisham is going to be in this time. It is absolute, it is klar, and even though along the ways there are going to be a lot of suffering is described in Hazinu. Because we were lots of times failing in the way we were supposed to be living. So we were taka failures. So there were tzoros. But all of those things are the Rebbe Nisham's mahalach on the way to the Tachlis, which is Yemos HaMashiach. When the Hazinu runs towards its end, so that's how this beautiful pasuk over there. I mentioned that also because it's such a Meirudi Gezach. That at the end of Hazinu, so the Rebbe Nisham comes along and says that my Midas HaDin is going to change to Midas HaRachamim. And what does it say over there? Ru'u ato ki ani ani hu ve'ein elokim imodi ani omis v'achaye mochatzti v'ani erpo ve'ein miyodi matzel. That's the most moyodik pasuk. See, that's where Hazinu reveals its secret to us. Again, Ru'u ato ki ani ani hu ve'ein elokim imodi. So I'm the only one. So what do I do? Ani omes, bat v'achaye. Ani mochatzti, bat v'ani efa. V'ein miyodi matzel. I run the show. And in running the show, there's omes and v'achaye, there's mochatzti v'ani efa. What does it mean, ani, ani hu? So I think I've mentioned it before, of Gedalia Shaw, that's a meiradike teich in the pasuk. You know, when things are bad, kriyochel, when tzoros happen, so we don't experience the Rebbeinu Shalom as a you, we experience him as a he. He's far away from us. He's far away from us. We think of him in the third person. When things are good, we talk to him directly. What the pasuk is saying is, you have to understand that the who is also an ani. Ki ani ani hu. There are two anis. There's an ani that looks like an ani, and there's an ani that looks like a hu. But you should know that the hu is also an ani. That is the message of Hazinu. That is what Yeshua had to hear at the level of Nevu of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hu ato ki ani ani hu. I am the Rebbe Nishlan, and when I act to you as a who, when I act to you as somebody who looks far away, whom you're experiencing not as a loving father, but as a third person, somebody who's sitting on some throne delivering justice, sinishtazai. Ani, ani, hu. It is also ani. And let's try and remember that on Rosh Hashanah, that that is how we're going to experience the din of Rosh Hashanah. That in the Rabbeinu Shalom, there's no fooling around. And the Rabbeinu Shalom is sitting on the Kisei HaDin. So Shofar comes along, and it's Ma'ayra the Rachamim, that's a different story. Maybe we should talk about it sometime before Rosh Hashanah. Let's see. But the vote is that the Mishpat is a Mishpat. But what is the Mishpat? The Mishpat is that where Oynus is indicated, it's going to come. I guess that's what it means. But you have to understand that that who is an Ani. That's a Magde Gezach. So that makes Rosh Hashanah such a Meshunetike Yom of Mishpat, which is Ma'ayra. Avadi Gewiss, it's Ma'ayra Yirot. I wanted to read to you from the Raivet. Very, very interesting. What's the pshat in the Nusach? What's the pshat in the Nusach? Hamelach HaMishpat. So it's a Meir de Gezach that the Raivet brings. I put a piece of paper in there, now I can't find it. Hamelach HaMishpat. So V'horayvet Pirush Shehu Lehavlogas HaShevach El Hashem Yisborach HaMelech HaMishpat. First the Father says it's Kilo, it says Melech HaMishpat. HaMelech HaMishpat doesn't really mean much, but he says in the second chart, he says from the Raivet, yes, it means he's HaMelech and he is HaMishpat. Rotzeloyme Shehu HaMelech V'hu HaMishpat. K'moy ha'oyme Shehu Chochma V'hu HaMada. Chochma incarnate, Mada incarnate, Mishpat incarnate. HaMelech, he is the Melech, and he is Mr. Mishpat. He is that whose Metzius in this context can be said to be Mishpat. HaMelech HaMishpat. He is a chunk of Mishpat. Oy, that's very, very scary. And it should be scary, but at the same time we have to remember that the Mishpat of the Rabbeinu Shalom, we have to remember the Rabbeinu Bechaya, that Mishpat as undiluted justice is only human Mishpat, that the Rabbeinu Shalom's justice is Mitzua Derech Beinone, balance. And that's something that we have to hope for. But we have to understand, you see, it's a very, very serious thing, this idea of Melech. So on Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbeinu Shalom refers to us as Melech. Just want to be Messiah, because I'm thinking a little bit nowadays about Tefillin, what we're doing when we put on Tefillin. It's a really an unbelievable thing. You know, the Tur brings from the Rosh that the Rosh used to not put on his Tefillin for Birchas HaShachar, but that the Rosh put them on before Oyta Yisrael V'Sifora, he stopped. At that point he put on his Tefillin, and then he said Baruch Atah Hashem Oyta Yisrael V'Sifora, because the Tefillin are a Pe'er Sifora. The Tefillin, Yecheskel called the Tefillin a Pe'er. So the Tefillin are the glory Ke'ilu, but when we wear the Tefillin, it's like we're wearing a crown. So the Brocha Oyta Yisrael B'Sifaro, he crowns me with Tiferes. The Rosh applied that to Tefillin. That's why the Chazal tell us that Brocha Kol Am Eoretz Kishem Hashem Nikro Alecho V'Yoru Mimeko. Kishem Hashem Nikro Alecho V'Yoru Mimeko. That's Tefillin Shel Rosh. That when the Goyim see the Tefillin Shel Rosh, they get scared. Why do they get scared? Because they see Malchus. When you see a Melech, you get scared. The dignity of the Melech, the Eisgehaltenkeit from the Melech, the control of the Melech, the sternness of the Melech, but the absolute fairness, the absolute balance. That's a very scary thing for somebody who is not in control of himself. I want to read to you what the Rambam writes about Tefillin, because it's very, very nageya to what we're talking. We're talking about Malchus. So we have to understand that the Rabbeinu Shalom is not the only Melech. From what we learned just now from the Rosh, it turns out that all of us are Melochim. when we put on tefillin in the morning. Let's see what the Rambam writes in Perek Dalet, Halacha 25. Kedushas tefillin, kedushosam gedoylohi. It's a mshunadiki kedusha in which the tefillin wrap us when we put on the tefillin. Shekol zman shatefillin b'roshoy shel odam va'al zeroye, as long as he's wearing his tefillin, hu onav, he is an onav. V'yirei shamayim, he is a yirei shamayim. V'einoy nimshach b'schoik u'v'sicho b'teila. V'einoy mehare machashov v'ezroes. Ela mefane libay v'divrei ho'emes v'hatzedek. The Rambam is saying not that that's what we should try to be. The Rambam is saying that is who we are. Nachamol, when we're wearing tefillin, v'shat ish kol zman shat tefillin b'roshah shel odam, hu onav, not he should try to be an onav, or he's reminded that anov is a good thing. No, hu onav, v'yirei shamayim, v'eino nimshach b'schoik u'v'sicho b'teila. The Rambam is describing what we are when we put on tefillin. Well, are we that way? Are we really that way? And the halacha is in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Lamed Chesed Aruch Chaim. Truth is that when I was thinking about the tefillin, I learned this tefillin, these halachas again. I hadn't learned them for years and years and years and years and years and years. So in Siman Lamed Ches, so din mi ha-memechayim betefillin v'ha-peturim, so the in halacha base, so it says you need a gufnoki. So cholet in halacha aleph, cholet me'ayim poter mitfillin, has to be a gufnoki. So Misha Bori Loy Shaina Yochal is Palal Beloy Hafocha, he can't control his body. Mutav Shiyavos Manat Filam Mimashi is Palal Beloy Gufnoki. You shouldn't get yourself into this situation. Alright, Gufnoki, so you know that there are certain things that you can't do when you wear the tefillin, we understand that. But that comes unbelievable halacha tes, which is like Varav Sinekla, Hameniach Tefillin, Tzorich Lizoya. Mehiro taivas isha. You're not allowed to have taivadika machshavas while you were wearing the tefillin. Shaitan ramor. Ve'im I efshalo belo hirurim, mutav shelo lehanicham. It's unbelievable. That if he feels that he cannot, for the period that he's wearing the tefillin, control his mind, so he shouldn't put on the tefillin. Oh. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Lizoya to be in and gufnoki, gam b'machshavaro," and it's mutter shloy lehanicham, u'mikol mokam yire v'chol ha'yecholas. Says, don't take tefillin lightly and say, "Okay, well, I can't really control my thoughts so much. I'm not going to put on tefillin today." Better is yire v'chol ha'yecholas lochu v'atzma v'limshar chaleif liyiras shemayim kedei lehasiach das midivrei. Havai, hamazikim leguf ul nefesh, ulefanois halev lekabel olav ol malchus shemayim bekdusha. The malchus with a keser, you don't fool around. And if the tefillin, v'roch ol ame ores, k'shem Hashem nikva alecha, v'yoro mimeka, if the tefillin are a keser, so then if you can't be king-like when you wear them, shteit in Shulchan Aruch, don't put them on. The biggest bizoyan is, you can't find a bigger bizoyan if you don't have a nice tie for Shabbos and your roommate is away for Shabbos and you know he has a nice tie hanging in the closet. Probably he won't mind if you borrow his tie for Shabbos. I'm not saying that lahalocha, but I can understand that's such an so put on his nice Shabbos tie, it's nice. But what if you happen to be rooming with the king and on the shelf up there where you keep your hat, he keeps his crown. And so you say, okay, so for today I'm going to wear his crown. And you're going to wear the crown and you're going to be not a king. I'm king-like. That you can't do. That's a bizoyan. Like a borrowed crown is the biggest bizoyan in the world. Crown, keser, speaks of control. Keser speaks of kedusha. Keser speaks of wonderfulness. That is what a keser is. And to wear keser and not be wonderful is terrible. So the reason why I brought this in about the children, first of all, is because I happen to be in the sugya at the moment. But besides that, it's the we have to understand this malchus of the Rabbeinu Shammah Rosh Hashanah. He wears the kesa of Mishpat. Rabbeinu Shammah, that is what Rosh Hashanah is. So on the one hand, we have the fact that Mishpat is balanced by the Rabbeinu Shammah. On the other hand, balance has two sides to it. Just want to be ma'ayra to you, this tzur, because I had this ha'orah, and that's a nice way to finish this. When the Yidden heard in Hazinu, alright, we said that in the Kolat HaRekula, the Rebbeinu Shem is never called tzur, except in Hazinu, it's called tzur 6 times. It's unbelievable. So what did they hear when they heard tzur? So certainly, they understood the pshat, that the tzur is the unbending determination, the unbending yesod, this is how it's going to be. But you know what? That in the midbar, tzur had a different meaning for them also. You know what the meaning of tzur was to them? The meaning of tzur was gushing, cool, beautiful, delicious, satisfying water. That the entire 40 years in the midbar, there was the Be'er Shel Miriam. Rabban says that the tzur from which initially the water came out rolled along with them and accompanied them, and the Be'er Shel Miriam was constantly coming to them from the tzur. Isn't that a meirat gezach? That tzur stands for the earnestness of the din of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and Hazinu is full bar minon of all kinds of suffering which comes about by our failures. But at the same time, it triggers by them the beautiful memory of cool, invigorating, beautiful water when you're thirsty. And that comes from that same tzur. Because the chesed, oyev tzdoko mishpat, that the Rebbeinu Shem is oyev tzdoko mishpat, that doesn't change on Rosh Hashanah, that he's oyev tzdoko mishpat, because mishpat is balance. On Rosh Hashanah, we need to concentrate on the mishpat aspect of it and to understand the seriousness of it. But the emes is that mishpat is, like the Rabbeinu Bechaya says, derech mitzua, the oifen of beinoness. And ze tikvaseinu, that this is something that we have to hope for, that on Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbeinu Shem will look at our efforts, that at least we try, and that the Rebbeinu Shem will judge us in a favorable way. To wish everybody a ksiva v'chasima toivah.